The week's going to be a busy one. It's going to be good busy. Came back in the airport last Friday it was, and Herschel Walker, we'd met him in Colorado Springs there, and then he came up and he wanted to talk some more. And Herschel Walker, what is it? He's a Heisman Trophy? Huh? All-American? Born again believer, on fire for God, had that little smile that he's famous for, and he was just, it was a blessing. And I talked to him, and I said, well, by the way, I said, do you know Isaiah Robertson? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I know Isaiah. I haven't seen him in a while. We're all busy because this dear brother's going around speaking to groups and sport groups and wounded warriors, and he has a lot of irons in the fire. And about 2 minutes later, here comes Isaiah walking up. Right there in the airport. So people saw these personalities, sports personalities together. So it was, if it had been Flash Bubs, it would have been Flash City. And it was just kind of interesting to see, you know, wherever you go, Satan's not safe anywhere now. Brother Isaiah told me, he said, God really touched him here last Wednesday night. He said, I don't know when I've been touched by God like God touched me. He said, I enjoyed the music, and then he had a time of prayer. And God's doing a lot of wonderful things in his life. You know, there's a lot to rejoice about. I said, there's a lot to rejoice about. Just talking with several of the staff, and today, we have so much to be thankful for. I said, we have so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. Instead of sitting down here with buckets, we can look up on the roof and see men. Hallelujah. Well, I think we ought to stand up and praise God, even if it is Wednesday night. Glory to God. Thank God we don't have to sing Raindrops Falling on My Head for special in the service. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, good things are happening, and tomorrow night, that's Thursday night and Friday night, Benny Hinn will be here, and the thing that I'm excited about is that there will be people who will have needs met in their life, and God will be touching people's lives, and that's what it's all about. Amen. So I just challenge us to come and be a part of what God's doing. Father, we thank you for the spirit of this service tonight. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you, Father, for the spirit of God that is moving in our church. Thank you, Lord, that even in this time of regrowing and rebuilding and Lord, just re-strengthening everything, we just thank you that God is at work. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And everybody said, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Turning in your Bibles to the 10th chapter of Hebrews, and we're going to read verse 32 right on through verse 39. Verse 32 right on through verse 39. This is one of those chapters that we need to read often, and we need to hear ministered often. It's one of those portions of God's Word that just keeps us all on track. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 32, but call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly because you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you became companions of them that were so used. For you had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. And I love this verse, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But you're not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. There's about five or six bedrock truths here that will keep you on your feet 24/7, regardless of what is happening around you. The word of God in verse 32 here of chapter 10 of Hebrews said, call to remembrance. You know what I did when I first came to this pulpit tonight? I was calling some things to remembrance. I was calling some things to remembrance in my own thought patterns and thought life. I like to go back and reflect, not negatively, but go back and reflect joyfully on just some of the victories that God's given to all of us. I tell you, if you've served God for any period of time, you have a memory bank that is just more valuable than gold. If you're having a little trouble going to sleep instead of counting sheep, just count moves of God, revival and altar calls and times of the ministry of God's word. And I can just close my eyes and still hear the sights, see the sights and hear the sounds of revival, even in our former location. But God's saying, call to remembrance the former days. That's not living in the good old days, but it's remembering that God saved you when you were a mess. That God forgave all of your sins when you didn't deserve it. That God's grace just kept dealing with you until you made that decision for the Lord. Call to remembrance. And before you get too impatient with someone else, remember how patient God's been with you. Remember how patient God has been with you. You know, sometimes we forget that, and people can be perplexing. I certainly understand that, dealing with human nature over many years. But, you know, I just always like to remember how patient God has been with me, and how wonderful God has been with me, and how God has kept me. And I probably made a statement that might have been a little bit shocking, but you know, if you live long enough and you have enough frustrating circumstances, there's that brief moment you don't care if you are kept. Doesn't last long, but because you know better than that. But even in that moment, God's grace keeps you. It's amazing how God has kept us from being in situations that could have ruined the rest of our life. God's mercy and God's grace. God's mercy and God's grace. Remember, never forget, when you're dealing with those that are so frustrating, remember, call to remembrance how good God has been to you. Praise the Lord. Call to remembrance. Keep the main thing the main thing. It's so important to do that. Always remember how patient, how wonderful the Lord is. And you know, it's something that God's made real, I know, to all of our hearts. We've all heard it preached over a period of time. But after Peter had followed Jesus for some 3 years, you know the story, how that even when Jesus warned him, you know, that there was going to be a denial, he said, oh, anybody but me, Lord, anybody but me. And yet he did. And the cock began to crow, and Peter remembered what the Lord had said. And when Peter thought it was all over and it would never happen again, Jesus said, go tell my disciples and go tell Peter. Go tell Peter. He's hurting. He's in a world of hurt. remind him that I still love him and that I'm still the one that forgives all sin. Praise God. Go tell Peter. Now, the Bible said, call to remembrance. Call to remembrance. God, help us not to forget. This is what kept Israel in hot water. I don't know if that's the expression, in the middle of the desert or the wilderness. But this is what kept Israel messed up. They forgot to be thankful. They forgot to be thankful. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, you know, the electricity goes off. They're doing massive work on our street. So the electricity's come on, go, you know. And then, of course, during the storm, that happened to a lot of people. But think of all the years that your electricity has not gone off. And all the years that you have had water, clean water. And, you know, we have one little incident for an hour or maybe for 12 hours. And I know it's been costly. I talked to someone today that it was really, a lady at the cleaner, she said it was really costly. And it cost them a lot of money to go out and go somewhere else. The way it was, they could not stay home. Their food spoiled. You know, all kinds of things happen. But that's a one-time situation. My Lord, most of us could fast for close to 40 days and still survive. You know what I'm talking about. Call to remembrance how thankful we ought to be. Oh, God, I am thankful. I am thankful. I'm still meditating. Young girl that came here from Australia, and she said, you just don't seem to have any bad cars here. Well, there's a few. We all know where they are, you know. But I mean, by and large, sit out here and count cars on the freeway going by. Not many bad cars. Almost all of them can run 60, 70, 80 miles an hour and go on down the road. The tires, the car, the engine, the everything. I mean, you go to a foreign country and it's not that way. It's not that way in many countries. Call to remembrance how thankful we need to be. Oh, God, how thankful. Call to remembrance not only our salvation, but call to remembrance how good God has been to us. Keep the main thing the main thing. And then it said, cast not away, verse 35, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Your confidence. Your confidence. Your faith confidence is what keeps you going. Amen. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. I said you have to keep your eyes on the prize. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. We've been going for almost, well, it's 29 years with Brother Womack there in Colorado. We've been going for a number of years, every year to the conference. And there's some people that have been either there most of the time or every other time or whatever. And you see a variety. It's kind of like church. You see a variety of situations over a period of time. And for the most part, you see people getting a hold of the Word and going forward and going on with the things of God. But you see those that were going through a rough time and they dropped away. And there are those that say, where is so-and-so? Well, they quit the ministry. Well, where's so-and-so? Well, their home fell apart. Where's so-and-so? You know, cast not away your confidence. You have to have confidence to ride a bicycle. Huh? You've got to have confidence to ride a bicycle. I know when I got my Harley back in 94, I believe it was, it was kind of sort of like a bicycle, but I had to learn how to do things all over again. There's a difference in two pedals and in in a motorcycle that can hurt you. There's a difference in the way you handle things. There's a difference in traffic. There's a difference in braking. There's a difference in the balancing of it. You have to think. You have to think. You have to think and keep on thinking. Cast not away your confidence, but it's confidence. If you don't believe you can do something, you won't do it. And sometimes that's a blessing. Sometimes that's a blessing. But the Bible said, cast not away your confidence. And there are so many, quote, believers who have believed, who got all upset about something and they cast away their confidence. They just let it go. Just let it go. I'll tell you, the further I go, I'm jealous about my confidence. I said, I'm jealous about my confidence. I want to keep my confidence. I want to stay confident in what I know is real. Amen. Don't get your eyes on some person or some hypocrite or some this or some that. Keep your confidence. Hold on to your confidence. No matter what is happening around you, hold on to your confidence, because it has great recompense of reward. There's a reward that comes with your faith, confidence. If you don't have confidence, you won't do it. You won't believe it. You won't attempt it. But if you have confidence, even when everything seems to be falling apart, you just know that some way, somehow, my God's going to see me through. You just need to get that unshakable word from God and don't let go. Get that unshakable word from God and don't let go. Just like Paul when he was in the storm in the book of Acts. The angel appeared to him and said, fear not, Paul. The ship's going down, but you're going over. And I'm going to give you everyone that's on the ship. I'm so glad Paul did not lose his confidence. Paul didn't stand before the pavilion. So, Paul, what's going on? Well, God spoke to me. What did he say? He said, never mind. I don't want to talk about it. It's too preposterous. Look at the storm. He said, this night there stood by me the angel of God whom I serve. And he had a word for me. And I believe that word. And because he believed that word, Paul and every sailor on that ship was saved. And then they turned around and had an island-wide revival. And the chief of the island was healed of cancer. And God only knows how many people's lives were changed. You'd be surprised how many people are watching you in your storms of life. You'd be surprised. There's always somebody watching. That'll keep you on the track. That'll keep you on the right track. There's always somebody. You think, I'm off and nobody knows who I am. Nobody knows where I am. You know. But somebody watching. Always somebody watching. Always somebody saying, that's the best Christian I know. If they can make it, I can make it. If they can't make it, what hope do I have? Just live like you were the only Christian in the world. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. It has a reward. There is a reward. I've run across three or four situations of people that I've tried to help in years gone by, and some people you can help, and some people you can't help. You can't make a racehorse out of a mule. A person has to be cooperative for you to be able to help them. But I just thank God in whatever measure we've kept our confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Oh, verse 36. Don't we love this one? For you have need of patience, especially when you're young and you're full of zeal and you think you could knock a cow's nose off, you know. You think you're pretty tough, Buster, you know. You have need of patience. Patience. That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Patience. Doing the will of God and receiving the promise. Hallelujah. Patience. Doing the will of God and receiving the promise. When you understand, when you don't understand. When you feel strong, when you feel weak. Paul said, when I am weak, then am I strong. These are just simple basics. I'm not trying to preach a masterpiece. I'm just giving you basic truth. And he goes on to say, yet a little while. Yet a little while. You know, when you're in the middle of something, it seems like it's going to last forever. You ever been in a trial or testing your faith? You think, dear God, where is the end of this thing? Where is the end? When is it going to be over? When's victory going to come? But I like this. For yet a little while. Say it out loud. Yet a little while. It's not forever. Just a little while. I can make it for a little while with the help of the Lord Jesus. For yet a little while. And he that shall come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. You don't live by old wives' fables. You don't live by what your body feels like. You don't live by what your best friend says unless your best friend's saying the truth. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yet a little while. Yeah, and the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. I said the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. There's no other way to live. I don't like that faith stuff. Well, you better. It's your only way out. The just shall live by faith. Just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, he said, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Folks, we're living in perilous times. I said, we are living in perilous times. I never thought that I would see truth falling in the streets like it has fallen in the streets. Amen. And I mean, if there was ever a time, I'm telling everyone that will listen to me, stay with the Word of God. 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 Amen. Stay with the Word of God. You see, nowadays we're hearing there is no coming of the Lord, rapture or whatever you call it. That's actually being taught. Do you realize that's being taught in our day? The people of Calvary Cathedral have been so protected. You folks have been very protected from a lot of craziness in the church world. Maybe I've overprotected you. I don't know, but I've tried to give you the truth. And when it's all said and done, I want you to know and to live by what the Word of God has to say. Amen. So there's no coming of the Lord, and that's being taught in certain quarters today. The Old Testament, including the Gospels, are not for today. You haven't heard that one. You probably haven't heard that because you attend Calvary Cathedral International. Amen. No, we don't live under the law, and no, we're not saved by the law, but the Word of God is valid. You're going to throw away the 23rd Psalm? You're going to throw away the 91st Psalm? You're going to throw away all Scripture? All Scripture is profitable. Oh, some say the Bible doesn't mean what it says. I guess God's having some problems, huh? The Bible doesn't mean what it says. You and I don't have a clue how blessed we are to have the copies of the Word of God that we have in our hand. And I'm not against other translations, but when other translations slam basic truth, I just either put them in the trash or get them out of sight. Just quit. Amen. Then some say there's no coming of the Lord, no rapture. The Bible doesn't mean what it says. The Old Testament, including the Gospels, are not for today. This is scary stuff. The Gospels contain the harsh sayings of Jesus, so stay away from the Gospels. Some are so bold as to say the teachings of Jesus are harsh. You need to stay with the teachings of the Apostle Paul. I'll tell you, the Apostle Paul cleaned your plow too. You read the writings of the Apostle Paul, he'll tell you how the cow ate the cabbage, I'm telling you. Then they're saying you can live any way you want because of grace. Read your Bible. Grace covers everything. Huh? Don't win souls. Follow-up is more important. That makes, yeah. We've caught a lot of criticism in this church. We've had a lot of attaboys, but we've caught a lot of criticism going into the highways and hedges. But let's just take a Ford automobile, because my first car was a Ford, and I've kind of hung out with most of my cars been Ford. Had a few GMs along the way. But let's just say with a Ford automobile, you've got a Ford agency, but you stop making Fords, and all you're running is a repair agency. After a while, there's going to be a problem here because there's no more Fords to work on. You got to win people. It's both of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's both of it. It's winning souls and then doing everything within your power, to disciple them. It's both wings are legitimate. But the problem is most churches flat out aren't winning souls. And they're critical of anyone else that is. Amen. Oh, tithing, that's under the law. You don't want to be blessed, do you? Oh, my. No tithing. No, tithing's under the law. Now, I'm not saying this is real. Tithing was real before the law, during the law, and after the law. Amen. And then, you know, there's been some articles that have come out that you need to drink alcohol and go to a bar to be a better witness. There's some sick puppy charismatics out there. Go back to the slop that you came out of, that God delivered you out of. This church has been protected. My God, have mercy. This church, and I thank God for it. We don't stand up on Sunday morning and give you all this garbage. We tell you the truth. We tell you about God's word. We tell you that the only way is God's way. It's not a good way. It's the only way. All you need is love. Love is all you need. Well, love is very important, but love as well as grace demands responsibility. Well, God knows my heart. You're mighty right he does. Amen. Here's another one. Now, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed because of inhospitality. And, of course, if you're legalistic, if you believe the Bible means what it says and says what it means. Oh, here's one that some people just dearly love. You don't have to go to church anymore. Just have one in your garage or just go to the beach. God knows your heart. No church. Everyone's going to heaven. That's another one. And the devil's going to get born again. There is a brother in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who preached that. His church went from 2,000 to a handful. There is a hell. There is a heaven. There is a devil. And by his choice, he fell with a third of the angels. That's the way it is, honey. That's the way it is. There is no hell. You're mighty right there's a hell. You don't have to believe in demons. No. And if you have faith, you'll never die. Now, that's an old, old one. That's not a new doctrine. That's an old one. The only problem with that doctrine is they all die. Now, that's a problem when you die. So, someone said, some preacher said, he's going to live to be 140. I said, well, who's going to feed him vitamin E's and prop him up? Well, you shouldn't die if you have faith. You'll never die if you... The Bible says, that's part of life. We come, we live, we go on to be with the Lord. Oh, my. Some say we're living in the millennium now. No, no. Abortion's okay. You know, thank God, we're not we're not the only factor, but did you know this church has had a major, major influence in the reduction of abortions? To God be the glory. To God be the glory. God bless Colleen's heart. She has been faithful to that. Amen. Oh, my, my. Oh, dear God. Well, I believe it's time for people to repent, get right with God, blow the dust off their Bible, embrace the Word of God and say the grass withers and the flower fades away, but the Word of God endures forever. The Word of God endures forever. Now the just shall live by faith. I believe that God said what He meant, and He meant what He said. Now, let me just say this and I'll pass on. I'm not playing games with words here tonight. I've had this in my Bible for a few days and I just felt like we need to share. There are people that believe this garbage. There are preachers and teachers, quote, Revelation. Thus saith the Lord. Folks, we need to stay with basic truth. You need to stay where the truth is preached. That's the problem. You need to stay with the Word of God. Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith. What other way is there? What other way is there but to believe God? I may not understand where I am. I may not understand what's happening. I may not understand people. I may not understand me. But the just shall live by faith. David, Janet, you've seen a lot of things come and go. You've seen a lot of things come and go. Thank God for a Bible college that tells the truth. And you were raised in a family that told the truth also. Well, there's one more I want to give you, and I believe we've shared what God wanted us to share. But, you know, the Word of God says in verse 39, here in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, but we are not of them who draw back. I am not of the clergy that draws back. Hallelujah. 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 Old Uncle Bud Robinson said, old Spirit-filled Nazarene, he said, I'm gonna fight the devil as long as I have fists, and I'm gonna kick him as long as I have feet. I'm gonna bite him as long as I have teeth. Amen. I'm going to resist the enemy until I'm out of here. But we are not of those who draw back unto perdition. But who are the people of Calvary? But of them that believe. I am of them that believe. Glory to God. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Oh, no wonder Hebrews 11 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you will. You know, I told many of our staff today, just because we're having special services, it's not what it's all about. I wish I could start tonight a move of God that would last until Jesus comes. It's where my heart is. I know there's a lot of other things we do around churches, but I just love the presence of God. In His presence is fullness. In His presence, people get saved. In His presence, people are healed. Before He left, He gave us the commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Those that believe would be saved. Those that believe not would be damned. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. I'll tell you, folks, and I beg of you, I beg of you, I beg of you. I know this is not our Sunday morning crowd or group of people. Stay with basic truth. Stay with basic truth. Stay with the Word of God. Stay with the Word of God. Don't get off the track on any foolishness. Our generation is dumbing down. I am not going to dumb down. I want to press forward and go up. I don't want to see less of God. I want to see more of God. I don't want to see less healings. I want to see more healings. I don't want to see less people coming to Jesus. I want to see more people coming to Jesus. Amen. Well, you know, Brother Nichols, I'll tell you the problem with far too many believers today. We're too busy. Because when the trumpet sounds, all that other stuff ain't going to make any difference at all. Only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. Now, here's what I want you to pray with me about tonight. God has worked it out. This is not something we had to beg and plead and scheme and do whatever. Do you realize how many churches would love to have some meetings like this? But that's beside the point. I want us as a church tonight to pray. Some people waiting for Benny Hinn. I want us to pray for Benny Hinn. I want us to pray for his family. I want us to pray for his ministry. I want us to just pray that there will be a release of the anointing of God in his life. Would you just come forward and join me? We're not going to tarry long, but we're going to pray over these next two nights. And I don't know. There's a possibility we could go into. I don't know. We're just leaving that open. But it's not just hoorah, we're having been. That's not it. Don't miss the point. It's another outreach to reach people for Jesus. I want you just to join with me in your faith tonight. I want us to pray a harvest prayer. A prayer for the ministry of God. Father, we lift up these next two nights of the Benny Hinn Crusade and coming to this auditorium. Lord, this is sports center of, I guess, the United States. Basketball, hockey, baseball, football, you name it, it's here in the Metroplex. But Lord, it's also been prophesied that Fort Worth would be the revival capital of the world. I hold on to that. I believe that. I receive that. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, let these next two days be days of heaven on earth. Let the fire of God, the power of God, the presence of God. Oh God, let it be real. Strengthen Brother Benny Hinn. Strengthen his wife. Strengthen the staff that works with him. Quicken their minds. Strengthen their bodies. Let the anointing of God, let it rise. Let it rise. Let it rise in the name of Jesus. Let souls be saved. Let sick bodies be healed. Let the oppressed go free. Let those that are bound by demonic powers be set free in the name of Jesus. Harabakari kiaramabakashai. Rubarakarekarakarakasai. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I release my faith that the power of God is going to sweep over this 17 and a half acres. The power of the Holy Ghost will be manifested. Jesus will be real. Ho 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 ho. Shebrekatorabakatai. Bruto remayande levela boshai. Oh God, let there be a mighty stirring, a mighty spirit of revival. Oh, rebababa. Rabarato rebababato rebababata. Rababariangande le marabasai. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we don't have to drive to Los Angeles, California. We don't have to drive to Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Atlanta, Georgia, or New York, or Chicago. We don't even have to go to Dallas, right here in Fort Worth. We believe for the power of God to be released in this place. We believe for the power of God to be released in this place. Hallelujah. Rabato rababakasha katai. Rubabayada lavalavoshi katai. Thank you, Father. Thursday and Friday, the power of the Lord will be revealed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Korababara karatasa. Kodora babashe katayasai. Glory to God, glory to God. Praise God. Yes, my Lord. Father, we ask you to bless these meetings financially. Bless them financially, Lord. Oh, God, bless them financially, we pray. Let the power of God touch financial blessings. We call in ample finances. Ample anointing, ample healing, ample blessing in the name of Jesus. I want you to join with me in praying for our brother Mike here tonight. He just needs a real touch and a miracle of God in his body in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for this man of God tonight. Lord, you see the challenges that he's had in his body. And we stand on the word of God. Father, he's your child. He's our friend. He's a sheep of this pasture. And I say to you, Mike, receive the healing power of God. Receive the healing power of God in your body. Receive. Receive. Oh, yeah. Just relax, Mike. Mike, just receive. Yeah, just relax. Oh, fill this home with the glory. Fill this home with the glory. Fill this home with the glory. Jesus' name. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Oh, Rababashi Katarabakare Karakasai. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, I just thank you for the prayers of the people. And Father, we just pray over this house. We pray over this new roof. We just say there'll be no injuries of the workers. We just say the work will be done right. The work will be done as quickly as possible, even quicker than they thought. We thank you, Lord, that it's going to be a testimony. It's going to be a testimony as people see this new roof, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, it's going to be a testimony to the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's going to be a testimony to the faithfulness of God. Lord, in every department, in the children, the nursery, the youth, Lord, in every age bracket in this church, let the power of God be released, I pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, we call in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. People that will just be so blessed in coming in. Happy people, blessed people. Oh, Yadabakorakasai. Thank you for building the temple. Thank you for building the house of God tonight. God, we call in. I want you just to release some firecracker faith here for finances. Let's just call in some money. Money cometh. Just get bold. Get bold. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Money cometh. Money cometh not only to the church, but to the people. To the people of the church. Money cometh. Oh, riadalevora bakosi kadalevelevelebe. Yereborianga delevaringa delevelevelevarianga delevelevelebe. It's a new day. It's a new day in every way at Calvary Cathedral International. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. Praise be unto God. Amen and amen and amen. Whew. Well, I'm so glad you came to church tonight. Oh, my, 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 my. So glad you came to church. Are you glad you came to church? Let's give a shout of victory before we leave tonight.